Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I just heard this morning, I was listening to CBN News this morning, and I heard there's a program called Two and a Half Men. It's the one program that would come on, and I always would turn the channel. And right. it quickly to turn the channel because it was just filled with so much sexual innuendo and just darkness or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I found out that Two and a Half Men meant that there was two grown men and there was a young man there on the program. I heard on the news this morning, and that his name is Agnes T. Jones. Agnes T. Jones. I think he's like 19 now, I guess. And he got saved. He gave his life to God.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
He gets paid $350,000 per episode. And I'm saying there's 24 episodes a year. And he wanted to get out of his contract. He's like, I just don't want to do this anymore. This is no way. As a matter of fact, we have an interview. He just kind of expressed himself and went on YouTube. And I want to play that for you so you can hear. I've seen the guy when I turned the channel, but I never knew what he was doing on there. But listen to what he says about it. It's about a minute and a half. Listen up.
Jake from Two and a Half Men means nothing. He is a non-existent character. He's Two and a Half Men. If you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two.
Now you're listening to Agnes Jones, and he's talking on a YouTube video, I believe, maybe probably with his pastor, this right there. And he's saying, listen, this character you see, that's not a real person. Mm-hmm. He's talking, he's saying, listen, I'm a human being, basically. And what you're seeing, and he's talking about that character on Two and a Half Men. Listen up.
Jake from Two and a Half Men means nothing. He is a non-existent character. He's Two and a Half Men. If you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two and a Half Men. I'm on Two and a Half Men. I don't want to be on it. Please stop watching it. Please stop filling your head with filth. Please. It's people say it's just entertainment. The fact that it's entertainment, it's do some research on the effects of television and your brain, and I promise you, you'll have a decision to make when it comes to the television, and especially with what you watch on the television. It's bad news. So that's coming. I don't know if it means any more coming from me, but you might not have heard it otherwise. So just watch out, because a lot of people don't like to think about how deceptive the enemy is.
That's right.
It's way more, he's been doing this for a lot longer than any of us have been around. So we can't play around. There's no playing around when it comes to eternity. If we're lukewarm, and if we're behaving like the Laodiceans, it might cause it's going to cause a lot more harm, because people will see us and be like, oh, I can be a Christian and be on a show like Two and a Half Men. You cannot be a true God-fearing person and be on a television show like that.
You think about it, this is the young man that if you're aware of it, as soon as this particular program comes on, you turn it. There was this young little boy there, you would turn it. This young man's name is Agnes, and he got saved. He gave his life to the Lord, and he came to the conclusion that we all do. God is, I can't do this. This is like against what God would want. But here he is at 19 years old, and he's under contract, and he's in this dilemma.
He has one more year.
Yeah, it was one more year, in that he's saying, man, if I stay on this show, and I profess that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and a whole bunch of other people are going to think, hey, you can do this wrong thing and be a believer. And he said, that's like the Laodicean church.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so good, because so many people, sell out for money.
As
a matter of fact, there's other YouTube videos that are going up and said, listen, and they're trying to separate your relationship with God from business. And that's what's happened to America, is saying, this is just business. Don't take it personal. This is just business. Don't take it personal. This is not how I feel. This is just what my boss wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But me, on Sunday, I sing Christian songs, and at least I every now and then I participate in what 19% of the church does, called reading their Bible. Right. This is cool.
I don't do crack. I just sell crack.
Right,
what I mean?
Exactly. And that actually, if you know about the drug industry, that there's a lot of self-righteous drug dealers. They degrade the people that they sell it to, not realizing they're the one that sells the drug.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And, spending many years in law enforcement, I was amazing how the dealer would feel different than the user. And and it's so cool. He's 19, and he's got a clear understanding that you have to be a doer. You know, you can't just be a hearer, but a doer. You know, we have the hear-hears and the do-dos and the who-dos, I am what I do. But he understands that you're going to have to hear and do. You have to hear what God's telling you and do it. And he's caught in a dilemma. I mean, you think about it. I don't know. He must have been young when he first started this, because when I saw it, I flipped it over from the channel, I was thinking, that's a little young little boy.
Yeah, he was little.
He's 19 now. And so, you know, his whole life, I guess, was consumed with that. I guess your teenage years life. Mm-hmm. But he found God, and he's coming out of it. And even if he can't, even if whatever he has to finish up this year's contract, I think it's going to be a major, and he's telling people, listen, don't watch it. Don't
watch it.
You know, and 19 years old, you don't have a frontal lobe yet. You don't have this reasoning, and he's got more reasoning, that seems like, than some adults.
All right.
But
that's
it's so cool that, you know, he's taking the stand, you know, and I just, you know, if I wish I could get to him and just say, yo, Angus, you are so encouraging. You bring light to my day. I mean, you are an inspiration to me and to a lot of parents out there. This, you know, that suddenlies can happen to our children. Suddenlies, he's like, you know, you could be all of that, which was just all this darkness and innuendo. And there was a previous actor on there that he was on every particular show that was just lost his mind, you know, in the context of all that. And I think the last thing he did was a place at Radio City Music Hall close to you. And he did some sort of, you know, narcissistic thing. I mean, he just fell in on himself.
Yeah.
And you can only stay in darkness so long before darkness overtakes you.
Mm-hmm. It's cool to see the 19-year-old man just walk away. He'd been willing to risk all his money and what he earned. It reminds me of Brian Welch. He was one of the lead guitarists for the band Korn.
Right.
And he walked away from all that, from contracts and everything, when he gave his life to the Lord. And they begged him, the group begged him to stay on board with them for this one album, and he said, no, I can't do it. And just, you know, just, I'm going to serve God. I can't be a part of that.
Find I Am Second. Find his testimony. That's a powerful testimony. We want to be able to play it. Because this was kind of, I think that's today's theme, is that, you know, we can be going one way, and everybody's, and they're right in what they're saying about us. But you know what? When he was talking to the church, when Paul was talking to the church, he says, such were some of you. And that's all of us.
That's
we came
right
out of all this, but there was a day that we said, you know, I found God, and that I can see now. I can see where I am and what's going on, and that I need to. I'm going to change. I love him so much. I don't want to offend him, and that's right, Korn. I remember his testimony about that. We're going to have that for you in just a moment. From, you know, I am Second, and we're also going to make this video available to you of Angus's, an actor, hopefully a previous actor on Two and a Half Men. You want to pray for him, that, you know, obviously his heart's desire is to be able to walk away from this, but, you know, it's amazing what Hollywood would do to somebody. Mm-hmm. And that we'll make it available on the Torch, the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, and you'll see that there. And we'll also make what's Korn? What's the
His name is Brian Head.
Yeah, Brian Head. You got to see this. A powerful, powerful,
powerful
testimony from him.
It's Brian Welch.
Brian Welch.
Oh, Brian Welch. Brian Welch. Sorry.
Yeah.
Stage name was The Head.
The Head?
Yeah, Head. His stage name. A lot of people knew him that name.
Right, right. Well, I know this, that it's don't, you know, the thing about people say, well, you know, we're hearing BFM Radio, we're hearing all the things that are happening, and the darkness is increasing. But it makes me think about the Torch and the Sword, where a prophetic word that was given from the Lord through to Rick Joyner. You got to read it. It's just so powerful. And we kind of feel like that's our driving force for today, is that God was speaking to Rick Joyner, you know, from Morningstar Ministries in Charlotte, you know, and he's telling him very specifically in this vision that the hordes of hell are coming against him, and all this darkness, you know, Angus's before they're saved.
Mm-hmm.
And the other actors, I guess, and all that. So anyway, this darkness is coming your way, and it looks hopeless. Rick looks to this young girl, and God's speaking to this young girl about, you know, hey, we're going to need some help. Where's our help going to come from? And you got to, this is very important, because the church has left evangelism. It's left the awareness that we are supposed to go into darkness and be light in the midst of darkness, and to win the Anguses. We were supposed to win them to God. And so the little girl says, well, your help is in the hordes of hell, those that the enemy has captive, because if you'll go witness to them, they'll come on your side, and they'll stand as a soldier for God. You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing for this.
Yeah.
And they'll stand beside you, and you'll defeat them by winning them over. When you look at the Muslims and the increase of Islam, Islam's a forced situation, you know, with a, you know, a wrong situation. But, you know, it's darkness. But understand this, that just like Angus was one, that you can witness to a Muslim, and they could find Jesus, and they will renounce, you know, Islam, and they would renounce Muhammad, and they would accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's happening continually. And so don't throw up your hands when it looks like gross darkness. Or realize, you know, Angus is just like that. Mm-hmm. He's just like that. And that, did you find it?
Downloading.
Okay, that, yeah, we got to hear this. It's just so powerful. But, you know, some of the things that he said, that Angus said, is so powerful. And this listen, he's 19 years old, making $350,000 per episode. Supposedly there's like 24 episodes. And it's so cool to see a young person not sell out God for money. You know
it's like
what I'm saying?
$14 million if you think that's right. Right, if my calculations are right.
Right, right.
And it's huge.
And it's like it's equivalent to 30 pieces of silver, though. He understands that if I take that, you know, it's like selling God out when he understood it. But he says things like, you know, I'm on 2.5 men, but I don't want you, I don't want to be on it. That's what he said. He says, please stop it. Stop watching it and filling your head with filth. Well, this is so powerful. And he goes on to say, he says, people say it's just entertainment. Do some research on the effects of television on the brain.
Mm.
It's like, dude, we need you to speak in every church gathering that we can find.
At 19.
And I promise you, you'll have a decision to make when it comes to television, especially with what you watch. And he goes on to say, if I am doing any harm, I don't want it to be here. I don't want to be contributing to the enemy's plan. You cannot be a true God-fearing person and be a be on a television show like that, talking about 2.5 men.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can't. I'm not okay with what I'm learning, what the Bible says, and being on this television show. All right. Actually, I love it. You know, it's just a downward trend, he goes on to say. It's just powerful.
Mm.
Powerful to see, you know, such a young man, 19 years old. And you know, I want to encourage you that if you have young people that have been, you know, hooked by these dark shows, and there's something that you can show them, this is one thing you can show them. Go to the torch and make sure you play with them, you know, this particular testimony. I know that also, you know, one day I was, you know, riding down the street in law enforcement. I was not saved. I was in darkness and, you know, and all the things of darkness. But all of a sudden, just like, you know, Angus, all of a sudden God called my name. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on patrol late at night, going, you know, nowhere in regards to, I was just in gross darkness. And the Lord just called me. He called me and he saved me. Just called. And I was amazed. It's changed my life as you know it. And, it was just powerful, totally powerful to see what God can do, just like happened here. We're going to play just a moment when I get it here. Welcome back. We're about to be able to play Brian Welch from I Am Second. You can go to IamSecond.com to be able to see what we want to get. And just like Angus, listen to his testimony. You got to hear this. He was a member of a rock band named Korn.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, he just made a decision for God and couldn't be a part of it. Listen to his testimony. Brian Welch, I Am Second.
So in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to accept Christ in front of everybody right now. Then I'm going to go home and snort drugs until I don't want to do them anymore. And that was my way of thinking. So I received Christ at the church. I went home, neglected my daughter, and put her in front of the TV. I remember I grabbed a $100 bill. I always used a $100 bill for some reason, pride or something. I chopped up my crystal meth, got it all smooth and powdery, and I snorted a big old line. And I held the bill and I looked up and I said, Jesus, if you're real like that pastor said, then you got to take these drugs from me. Come into my life, come into my heart. And I just got quiet. I said, search me right now, search my heart. And I stayed silent. And I said, you know I want to quit. You know I want to be a good dad for this kid. She lost her mother to drugs. And she's going to lose me if I don't quit. Amen. There's a high when you go on stage and you see all these people, like, just loving your music and loving you and stuff. And there's these girls and all these people going, worshiping me. When you see all those people just going nuts for you, it's like, you know, it puffs you up inside. You're like, you know, I'm important. That's where drugs can creep in, and, you know, cocaine or whatever, methamphetamines crept in, and it all came from after drinking for me and my friends. And it seems like fun in the beginning. It's a lie, because it turns around on you. It starts to wear on your personality, starts to wear on your relationships, and everything is affected by it negatively. Everything. There was a few times where life seemed good. My daughter, Janaea, she came into the world, and I was like, it was just such a euphoric feeling. I thought my life could just feel like that forever, you know? It was like it was spiritual, just, I didn't know what was happening. I just felt so much love just fill my emotions. And I thought I was gonna be happy, but, I just couldn't, stay sober. I didn't know how. I hit rock bottom. I had swore that I would never do methamphetamines again, because I saw what it did to my child's mother. It just took her feelings away and made her leave her kid. I just wanted her dead. I wanted to kill her. I thought she was a scum of the earth, and, you know, how could she do drugs like that and let the drugs win her like that? So I never was going to do meth again. I ended up with a everyday crippling addiction to methamphetamine, and everything that I said about my ex-wife came true for me. I sunk to the lowest gutter I could ever think of. I would spend time with my kid, and I'd still be on it because I needed it to function. I'd get up in the morning, have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and snort meth, and then take her to school or whatever. It was just, I was a junkie. I started losing my mind. This guy would show up at my house with like a gun and stuff. And then I ran out in Europe, had my drug dealer just crazy send me drugs through the mail. I'd be tweaked out in my hotel room watching this package come from the U.S. It was just nuts. My life just was like spinning out of control. And Janaea had come out on one of the tours in the U.S. I just remember her skipping around the house. She's singing one of our Korn songs called Adidas.
All day I dream about sex.
And I'm like going, what am I doing? I'm a junkie. My daughter's singing All Day I Dream About Sex. And I'm gonna die. Father? My real estate broker, Eric, he said, Brian, I don't mean to be weird with you. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I felt the scripture, like, jump out at me. I've never done this before, you know, so I don't really know how to do this, but I felt like this would mean something to you. It's Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I remember all tweaked out. I looked up in the dictionary, weary. I looked up burdened, and I pulled the scripture apart, and I was like, oh, I'm weary and burdened, and I need rest for my soul. And I didn't know if it was real, but, you know, they invited me to church a couple weeks later, and I received Christ at the church. I went home, neglected my daughter, got it all smooth and powdery. Jesus, you got to take these drugs from me. Search me right now. Search my heart. Father, I felt so much fatherly love from heaven, and it was like, I don't condemn you. I love you. I love you. It was just love, love, and instantly that love from God came into me. It was so powerful that the next day I threw away all my drugs, and I quit Korn. I was like, I'm quitting Korn, and I'm going to raise my kid, because my kid, Like, I got the love from God coming to me, and then it came out of me to my kid. It changed me. My heart was changed like that. And I was like, Janaea, Daddy's going to be home with you all the time. I'm quitting my career. And her face lit up, and she's like, for me? You know, she felt so special. And God used her to save me, to save her life later on. My dream came true way more than I dreamt about. I made more money. I played bigger shows. I mean, houses, cars. I tried drugs. I tried sex. I tried everything to try to get pleasure out of this life. And I thought that I could fulfill my life with all this stuff by having my dream come true. And it came true. But it didn't fulfill it. When Christ came in, that feeling, he gives you the gift of understanding life, which is everything was created for Christ and by him, and we're created to be with him. And it's the most incredible feeling, because you're where you belong, and contentment is given to you in life because you don't have to look anywhere else, and you're exactly where you need to be, and the question about life is answered. I'm Brian Head Welch, and I am second.
Totally awesome. I mean, Brian awesome. Just kind of nails it right there. If you want to see that, you got to see him. I mean, and he literally, he's got tattoos on every square inch of his body. He's got his braids in there. You know, every 2 inch in his braids, he has banded, and but inside of all that, you have a man's heart. It's been changed, just like Agnes has been changed. And and listen, there's hope. That's why we pray. As a matter of fact, we have several people know that we're focusing on Wednesday on praying for the prodigals, praying for the prodigal mothers, the prodigal fathers, the prodigal sons, the prodigal daughters, and just calling it. Why? Because that's who Corn was. You know, that's who Angus was. And
yeah.
And we're all prodigals, you know, until we find God. And God just welcomes us.
He wrote a book called Save Me From Myself, How I Found God, Quit Porn, Kicked Drugs, and Lived to Tell My Story. And I read that book in a day. It was so amazing. I was just drawn to it by accident. It was happening to be in a bookstore, and God was by accident. God just drew me to it. It was such an amazing story. And he generally found God, man, got baptized, and he just did everything. And now he just wants to share God, and just so grateful. But just like with Agnes, I just thought it was just so amazing. At the pinnacle of his career, they begged him. This was going to be like a multi-million dollar deal. And they begged him, just stay on for us to cut this deal. And as soon as we cut this deal, you can slip out the band. You don't have to do one show. You don't have to do anything. And he said, I don't even want to be on it to cut the deal. I don't need that money.
There comes a point when you know God that the next paycheck that you take from darkness is like 30 pieces of silver. And your spirit knows, I don't care what it is, don't care how much it is, God has called me away from this. Even if it's a legitimate career, but you know that you're running from God and that, you know, you're like Jonah on the boat. You know that everything is like 30, selling out what God's called you to do and where he's calling you. And that next income, if you take that next check, you know, it's going to be a stumbling block to you.
Yeah, I mean, the world thinks that that's, you know, you think when you don't know God that that's the epitome. He gives an account where he's on a stage, I think, in Germany in front of 100,000 people. And there's just a sea of people. And you think this is like we have reached the ultimate in our career. I think it was Lollapalooza or something like that. And these people are just going crazy. And he says that night, this is a huge benchmark for our career. I went to the hotel room by myself only to get calls that there were a bunch of people in my home back in California ripping it to shreds. My wife was messing with other men, and my child was left somewhere. Just all this brokenness. And he's thinking, it's not in all this stuff. It doesn't matter how much success I have, no matter how much things. I mean, it's what Agnes is saying. It doesn't matter how much success, you know, in man's eyes. If what's successful is pulling me away from God, I don't even want it. That's not success.
Don't want to be a part of it. No. Don't even want to be a part of it. Well, totally awesome. You know, Angus, we're with you. We're standing with you. We're excited. We're looking forward to, you know, you being discipled, knowing God deeply, the deep things of God, hearing His voice, and maybe God's going to use you, like as He is now, significantly to reach out to your cohorts that are 19 years old in their teen years, that maybe grew up with you watching that show, and then you're going to, you had a great experience in seeing both sides of it, and you're able to say clearly that this is not right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.